You're on Texas Standard Time.
Houston ISD, San Antonio ISD, Waco ISD, all of these school districts have either recently considered or adopted plans to consolidate several of their consistently failing public schools into charter school partnerships. This in an effort to avoid strict state sanctions. In April, Houston ISD decided not to move forward with consolidating 10 failing schools into a charter partnership after critical backlash from the community. And just this week, a lawsuit brought on by a union representing San Antonio teachers against the district's latest charter plan dismissed by a district judge. Why are these plans causing so much controversy, and what does it tell us about school districts and the state's approach to overhauling failing schools? Haria Jabbar is an assistant professor at the University of Texas at Austin's Department of Educational Leadership and Policy. Professor, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
The consolidation plans some of these districts are considering, nationwide, hasn't this by now become a fairly common approach to address underperforming schools?
It has. So states and districts across the U.S. have used multiple turnaround strategies, including handing over schools that have been persistently deemed failing to charter operators. However, the evidence on whether this is an effective strategy is very mixed.
Well, what about Texas schools? I mean, are these plans we're talking about in Texas anomalous?
So there have been charter schools in Texas. I think what's new is that there are state policies that have allowed districts to partner with charter operators to hand over schools in ways that there are new incentives to do so. So charter schools have obviously operated in Texas for a long time, but more and more districts now seem to be considering these partnerships with charter operators.
We saw, certainly, in the case of Houston ISD, where there were enormous protests at school board meetings, and then the latest lawsuit in San Antonio dismissed this week. This was the lawsuit brought by the teachers' union. These plans can be controversial. Could you explain what's at the heart of this controversy?
Sure. I mean, charter schools in general are very controversial, and some of the reasons for this are that first of all, in terms of student performance, so one of the goals of these types of policies is, of course, to improve schools that aren't performing well. But evidence on whether charter schools are able to do that across the board is very mixed. So on the whole, charter schools do not perform any better or worse than traditional public schools. In many studies across, including in Texas and then across other parts of the country, but there's a lot of variation in the charter sector. So there are some charter schools that are better performing and some that are not. And so we need to kind of consider, the specific charter operators and their history and track record with turnaround models. The other controversial issues are things that, have mixed evidence again, but there's some evidence that charter schools tend to be more segregated than traditional public schools. And we know that students who attend segregated schools have lower student outcomes. There are also other issues that There's some evidence to suggest that this is going on, but not across the board. But charter schools serve fewer students with disabilities. And there's been accusations that some charter schools have sort of tried to cream skim or counsel out students that might be harder to serve.
I see what you're saying. But, if a public school system is failing, and we're talking about 5 years straight, typically in Texas, and the school doesn't have a lot of money to put into paying teachers and staff more or to require more resources that might bring the school back from the brink, what other options are there?
So there are other turnaround options. I mean, most of them do require some additional resources. And so in Tennessee and in other states, there have been studies of different types of turnaround models, including charter school models, as well as those that just provide charter-like autonomies to those schools with additional supports and funding. And actually, those models have been found to be more effective in some of these recent studies than charter school operating models. So there are other forms of turnaround. Of course, many of those require additional resources and, of course, more involvement from the local school district rather than, just providing oversight to a charter operator.
So how do you see this playing out in the future here in Texas?
I don't know for sure, but I can say that the issue of school choice and charter schools is definitely going to be an issue in future legislative sessions. It's not an issue that is going away anytime soon.
Haria Jabbar is an assistant professor in the University of Texas Department of Educational Leadership and Policy. I wish we had more time, Professor. Thanks again for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.